This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials alleged Friday Russia has put in place operatives trained in explosives to carry out so-called false flag operation to create a pretext to invade Ukraine. The United States released intelligence findings the day after National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Russia, which has amassed tens of thousands of troops on the Ukrainian border, was, quote, laying the groundwork to have the option of fabricating a pretext for invasion. Russia quickly denied the account, with Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov calling the U.S. statements, quote, unfounded. The United States released the findings on the alleged false flag plans after a week of talks with Russia to defuse tensions. Russian President Vladimir Putin has denied plans to invade Ukraine, but has demanded security guarantees from the West, including promises not to expand NATO eastward. A surge in coronavirus cases caused by the Omicron variant may have peaked in some parts of Europe, but medics say the impact will continue to be felt across the region, with hospitals still at risk of facing a rush of admissions. Health experts and politicians warn against complacency, saying it's not clear yet whether their data reflects the full impact of the Christmas and New Year's holidays, although vaccination and the lesser severity of the Omicron variant means hospitalizations are lower than in previous waves of COVID-19 infections. Europe still accounts for about half of all global cases and deaths, but there are growing signs the surge of infections is leveling off or even falling in some areas. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tunisian police used water cannons and sticks to disperse more than 1,000 protesters trying to reach central Tunis on Friday to demonstrate against the president in defiance of COVID-19 restrictions. A heavy police presence prevented many protesters gathering in the main street in central Tunis that is the traditional focal point of demonstrations, including during the 2011 revolution that brought democracy. Opposition parties are protesting against President Kais Saied's suspension of parliament, assumption of executive power, and moves to rewrite the constitution, which they call a coup. Friday's protest goes against a ban on all indoor or outdoor gatherings the government announced on Tuesday to stop a COVID-19 wave. Activists accused the government of introducing the ban and resuming its night curfew for political rather than health reasons as a way of preventing protests. Thousands of people demonstrated in the Malian capital Bamako on Friday against sanctions imposed by neighboring countries on the transitional military government for trying to extend its hold on power. The Economic Community of West African States agreed to new restrictions on Sunday against Mali, where a military junta seized power in a 2020 coup. The coup leaders had initially agreed to hold elections this February before revising that and proposing a new date of December 2025. The sanctions over the delay have left the landlocked country isolated as neighbors have canceled flights, closed borders, and cut off its access to regional financial markets. Western powers led by former colonial ruler France have backed the sanctions. Mali was already in a spat with Western allies over its hiring of Russian private military contractors to provide security services, a move strongly objected by France. Tennis star Novak Djokovic faces deportation again after the Australian government revoked his visa for a second time on Friday. The country's immigration minister says he used his ministerial discretion to revoke the 34-year-old Serb's visa on public interest grounds 3 days before the Australian Open begins. A court hearing Friday night heard Djokovic would not be detained or deported overnight, but would have to attend a meeting with his lawyers and immigration officials in Melbourne on Saturday morning. Djokovic's lawyer told a federal judge at the hearing he hopes an appeal will be heard on Sunday, and Djokovic wishes to have his visa returned in time for him to play on Monday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.